This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to the people. Go to Justin, 97.1.
Hey, guys.
Justin.
I wanted to talk to you guys real quick. You know, Mike, I've been listening to you for a long time. I'm not going to give you the whole spiel about my record. I've been listening to you for a really long time, and I respect you a lot, man.
But?
I think you're being irresponsible right now on the radio just based on some of the, you're such an influential person, and some of the things that you're saying so matter-of-factly that just are not true. It's just really not fair for you to say that kind of thing.
Tell me. What?
The biggest thing, the first thing is you're just openly saying nobody is trying to take your guns. That is absolutely not true. Kamala Harris,
have I tried
right
to take
now,
it?
Is endorsing a program that is buying back weapons from citizens to take their weapons. That is very real.
No, buying it back, right?
It's
not
voluntary.
Stealing it from your home. It's voluntary,
you're not
Dan.
You're going to give me cash for my guns. You're flat out not going to get them from me, ever. That's the point.
Right, that's your choice.
That's not,
hold on, time out. No, Rico, yeah. I got this. Rico, chill out. Dan, hold on.
He's not talking
Dan.
To me anyway, so he just said
it's okay.
You.
He I want to talk to Dan
damn about
this. About
me. Go ahead.
Dan, you're misconstruing something. I'm not after you for your guns, and no one can make you give your guns up. It's a voluntary program. So I don't know what you're angry about. No one's saying you have to give your guns up.
Okay, but the narrative... Just saying, nobody is trying to take your guns. That's false. It's happening everywhere right now where they're trying to take our weapons. So you can't just blatantly say that phrase on the radio, but it's not true. It's happening right now. Second Amendment is being attacked every single day. The reason why this guy is out with an assault rifle is because the violent protesters are pulling people out of their vehicles, blocking traffic ways, burning down buildings, killing business owners, destroying communities. After a certain point, we as citizens have to protect our community.
Disagree.
Business owners, black business owners, are being murdered on the street. They're being killed, and nobody cares.
Am I allowed to speak to Justin?
Yeah, you can do what
Justin,
you want.
I would simply ask, okay, well, if he had to travel all the way to Wisconsin to do all of that, apparently the cops can go after people because they went after Jacob Blake 48 hours earlier. So why wasn't the cops doing their job? Why has a 17-year-old been deputized like he's Barney Fife out there doing this? He has no training whatsoever. And, dude, nobody's trying to take away. I don't even know where this gun thing came from.
Well, Mike's just making blatant statements out there. Nobody's trying to.
Dan, you gotta stop. Dan, you gotta stop. The Second Amendment's not getting overturned. Stop crying about your guns. No one's breaking into your house to take your guns. And I'm not anti-gun, Dan. So just stop. Stop. Now I've had it. I said no one's trying to take your guns because no one's trying to take your guns. People can talk about taking guns from you. They're not going to take your guns. Don't come on the air and talk about a voluntary program where they're going to give you money for your gun and act like somehow I'm being irresponsible. You know who's irresponsible? You. For you to sit there and act like it's your duty. You want to go serve and protect? Go get a badge. Nobody needs every Tom, Dick, and Harry with a gun who's watched a Rambo movie going and, quote, protecting the community. Don't tell me you're carrying a gun to Kenosha because you care about their high school. Don't tell me that. You're taking the gun out there to flex. Just like those idiots at the Capitol. You're taking the gun out there because you want to be a member of a big penis club. You want to get out there and shoot somebody. I can't take it.
And at 2:41 and 45 seconds, Mike cashed out.
No, I'm not cashed out. But don't come on the show. You know what kills me, Rico? It doesn't matter how many times I say it. I'm absolutely pro Second Amendment. I understand why people want their guns. I understand why they feel safe. You have a right to protect you and yours. There's no issue. When you get in your car and drive 20 miles to a different state as a 17-year-old who legally shouldn't have a gun, and you go out and you want to cause a problem. That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
Oh, but did you see him scraping paint from the high school? Do you know why the rioters ended up attacking him? Because they just saw him shoot somebody dead. Oh, but he was scared for his life and had to defend himself. Let me reverse engineer this. If you don't walk around with a boom gun, a semi-automatic rifle, you're probably not going to get yourself in trouble. Now, if you're at home and someone tries to destroy your home,
different.
Call the cops. Defend yourself. And I'll tell you this, because all bets are off now. We're just going to do this. One of the most irresponsible things I have ever seen is putting that disgusting couple from St. Louis on national television. You are standing there against unarmed protesters who are walking the streets. Oh, but they broke through the gate, huh? You're pointing weapons at people.
But, Mike, they looked angry. Yeah, that's why they had to go get their weapons.
Rico, that's the first call of the day. And it's someone doing mental gymnastics because I sit here and tell you, no one's trying to take your gun. But there's a far cry from you taking your gun and protecting your family and doing what is your God-given right as an American and traveling with it and showing up to play pretend cop. I think it's absurd. I think the idea that militias, this isn't the Civil War. This isn't the Revolutionary War. This isn't, what is this? Amsterdam, New York in 1670? We don't need you. Oh, the cops allowed it to fall into anarchy. You know what? I got nothing for you. I got nothing for you. I can't. You think I'm sitting here supporting people breaking open a Saks Fifth Avenue? Newsflash, I'm not. But let's not act like Rome is burning here.
I couldn't say it better myself. Mike, that was your guy. He called to talk to you. I had nothing.
It's fine. It's fine.
A voluntary program is not taking away your guns.
Oh, the Second Amendment's under attack. Yes, so's free speech.
They're taking away your guns in a buyback. A buyback. They're giving you money your guns. Yeah.
He's acting like The Rock is showing up at your house demanding your gun cabinet.
Right.
Ain't never going to happen, so relax.
If you want to give up your gun for cash, you can. If you want to keep your gun, you can.
David, would you like me to take care of some business, or do I have the freedom, as a 20-year veteran of this game, to just take a damn phone call?
I want to hear from someone else. Let's go ahead. Keep going.
Yes, indeed. Let's go to Ted and Troy. Teddy.
Hey, guys. Good. Yeah, I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Yeah. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm not trying to be funny, but I need somebody to explain to me what Black Lives Matter means. Let me explain my point of view. Mm-hmm. When is the cop involved, right or wrong, it's an issue, right? Everybody's tuned in. When it's a black and white issue, everybody's tuned in. But if all black lives matter, why doesn't it matter when they kill each other? It happens in Detroit every weekend. You never hear protest. You never hear peep. But if a cop was involved, right or wrong, I know what happened in Kenosha was wrong, obviously wrong. But if a cop's involved, it's front page news. People are gathering on the streets. But if it's a black on black crime at a party or a bar, whatever the case is, there's nothing, no outrage. Why? All black lives are supposed to matter.
Okay.
Rico, you want this? What do you want to do?
Roberto, Hatchet, Kenny, do me a favor. Roll on this. For the next time someone calls and says this, just put this on a loop while they're on hold. All lives do matter. All black lives matter. You're talking about black on black crimes. Those people are criminals. And guess what? I, along with everyone else in the black community, Ted, would like to see those people arrested and put away. They are bad people.
When you have a police officer whose job is to serve and protect, not shoot in the back seven times. Ted, I listen to you. You will listen to me. That is why we say Black Lives Matter. That is why it's simply in the name, Ted. I don't understand how you don't understand this. This is rudimentary, Ted. I don't get how you don't understand. Please, give us our day in court, Ted. Let us be arrested, Ted. You do not have to kill us, Ted. We don't want to be killed. We want to be treated just like that 17-year-old who can walk past the cops, go home to his bed, sleep at night, and then get arrested. And you know what happened, Ted? He didn't get beat. He didn't get shot. He didn't get assaulted. Nothing happened to him, Ted. He was able to go home. You don't have to hear about his background. You don't have to. Ted, shut up, Ted. Quiet, Ted, now, Hatchet. Thank you. Ted, don't want to hear what you had to say. I heard what you had to say. You add nothing to this. You add nothing to life in itself. Hang up on this clown.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.